Welcome to Fashion Designers Get Paid, a podcast for burnt out fashion designers who want to ditch the toxic rat race, say bye-bye to backstabbing bosses, and work with brands who value and respect them. I'm your host, Heidi, and I believe that you can do things differently in your fashion career. Because the truth is, most industry jobs will underpay and overwork you. And having your own brand is far from profitable. Let's also be honest, most of them fail. So if you actually want to, well, be a fashion designer and get paid, the best way to do it is as a freelancer. Now, maybe you've been told that brands don't accept remote freelancers, or that freelancing means being an exploited temp employee working full-time without benefits. Or to work freelance, you have to be a rock star expert with all the skills from design through development. I'm going to show you that it is possible to be a real freelancer in fashion, work remotely with brands you love, and make money, even if you're terrified you don't have all the answers. You got this, and I'm here to help you do it. Freelancing can seem like a roller coaster of making $3,000 one month and $100 the next, and you're left wondering, where's your next project coming from? Where do you find another client? And I know that the never-ending quest to make consistent income as a freelance fashion designer is at the top of most freelancers' minds. So if you've ever felt like you're on an endless job hunt to find your next client, I want to be super blunt first. Getting started is the hardest part. Reaching out to your network or cold pitching or sending out your first emails is really hard. And then you land one small project and you make a few $100 and you wonder, now what? But here's the reality about freelancing and fashion. Once you have built a foundation, you can grow much more quickly with ongoing projects and referrals. There are a ton of strategies to make consistent income, and I go through all of them inside my premium program, Fast. But in this episode, I wanted to share two simple strategies that will help you get more work that you can literally start implementing right now. Hey, real quick, before we jump into the episode, if you're sick of being tied to a desk and want more freedom in your day, I want to help you. Snag my free limited time training, How to Freelance in Fashion, even if you're terrified you don't have all the answers, to learn my 5-step freelancing framework so you can work for yourself in fashion and get paid. Get instant access at soheidi.com/freelance. We'll link it in the show notes. All right, now let's get started. So if the first is to do an exceptional job, and I say this because it is actually much less common than you might think. It ultimately comes down to going above and beyond to showing your client how great you are to work with. And the reality is that most people don't do this. When you do this, not only will you stand out, they will love you and they will happily give you more work. I'll be totally honest that the reality is with freelancers is they have a stereotype that tends to be true for being really flaky and for being late to deliver and for not paying attention to detail. And over the years, I have hired and fired a ton of freelancers, and this is true. Most people do not deliver on time. They don't pay attention to details. They're not very communicative. And so at the core level, there are some simple things you can do to outshine the competition. A couple examples might look like giving a couple extra design options. You can say something like, I know I agreed to 5 versions, but there were a few extra ones I threw in there. I thought they looked really great, so I included those as well. I interviewed a woman by the name of Hillary Glenn on the podcast. We'll link to that in the show notes. And she talks specifically about how she uses that strategy to get more paid work. It's a very simple strategy to just do a little bit above and beyond what your client asks for to really kind of wow them. There's a fine line between doing a ton of work that you're not getting paid for versus doing a little bit extra to just show your client you really care. And when you cross that line of just doing a little bit extra, it goes really, really far and people notice. Another option here is to beat your deadline. Most freelancers are late, like I mentioned, and they have a reputation for being flaky and not delivering. And so as soon as you deliver a little bit early, you really wow them. And again, I would always outline this. I know you can say something like, I know we set a Friday deadline, but I had this done a little early, so I wanted to help you get ahead of your work. Whenever you do one of these things to like do an exceptional job or go above and beyond, just make a one sentence comment to let them know that you've done that and you're conscious that you're beating the deadline, or that you did a little bit extra to help them out. So not only do they get that extra benefit, but you're pointing it out to them and they see like, wow, this freelancer really, really cares. And then the last one is something that feels really basic to me, but I've learned over the years that most people don't take action on, and that is making yourself available and replying quickly. And there's, again, a fine line here. You don't want to always reply within 5 seconds, and then your client becomes sort of trained that you reply within 5 seconds, and that can set a really bad precedence. But it kind of comes down to, like, even if you can't get to something right away, acknowledge the email or the message and let them know when you'll get it done. I've worked with freelancers before where I pass something over and I'm like sitting on it for like 2 or 3 days and I'm thinking, did they get the message? Are they working on it? Do they even have it? Do they have any questions? And so again, I'm not looking for an answer right away, but just being communicative and just saying, thanks so much. I got this. I'm working on it and I expect to have it done by Friday or whatever that looks like. And so just letting people know. The thing is that when you're hiring a freelancer, from the client's perspective, it can often feel like, are things just going into a black hole? If I send you something to do and you are there happily working away and you know that you're working on it and you know that it's going to get done, but the client is sitting there wondering, is it getting done? Is anything happening? And so you really want to be communicative. And I always err on the side of being overly communicative at first. And then if it's too much, your client will tell you it's too much. But I would much rather have someone be a little bit overly communicative and I can tell them to back off than having them just kind of feel like they've disappeared into a black hole and I have no idea what's going on. So let's wrap that up. Do an exceptional job. And this can look like doing a little bit more than promised, delivering early, and being communicative. This alone will make you the kind of freelancer that brands want to hire again and again. I know it sounds basic, but I'm telling you, most people don't do that. All right. So that is the first thing that you can do to get more work, get ongoing projects, get referrals, et cetera, is just doing an exceptional job and going a little bit above and beyond. And the second strategy that I would love to share is asking for more work. Because here's the thing, just because you landed a project doesn't mean that they're going to just start throwing work at you. They may, but a lot of the time you have to keep asking for it. And the best time to ask for more work is once you've completed your first project and your client is thrilled, and they're going to be thrilled because you followed the thing we just talked about, meaning you did an exceptional job. And you don't need to bombard them, but you can offer to help on whatever logically comes next. So if the design just got wrapped up, then offer to help with line sheets. If you've just finished sketching the fashion flats, let them know you can help with tech packs. If you finish the tech packs, ask to help with sourcing and product development. And if these are things you don't want to offer, then that's fine. The project can sort of cut off there. But I would always ask, great, I would love to help you out the next time you need fashion flats. When do you think that might be? I'd love to just follow up, right? And just sort of ask that next opportunity to ping them and remind them that you're around. And you should also ask for referrals, because here's the thing. At the end of the day, freelancing is a relationship business and people in fashion know other people in fashion. And if you don't ask for these things, if you don't ask for these ongoing projects, if you don't ask for referrals, you will not get them. And this is the very, very, at the foundational level, this is the most easy way to make consistent income as a freelance fashion designer. So here's something you can do, right? So you can remind your clients by saying things like this. I'm always looking for new brands to work with. If you know anyone who needs help in the, whatever your niche or category is, space, in the lingerie space, in who needs help with Clo 3D, who needs help with fashion flats, who needs help with tech packs, right? Get really specific on your offer, or what, if you know anyone who needs help with whatever your offer is, I'd really appreciate getting any names from you and would be happy to reach out to them and see if there's anything I can help them with. Or if you know that maybe they used to work at another brand or they know someone at another brand, you can say, hey, I'd love to reach out to brand X, Y, and Z. Would you be able to tell me who I could email to see if they might have any opportunities for me to help them with their Clo 3D, with their fashion flats, with their tech packs, et cetera? Would it be okay if I mentioned your name in reference to that? So at the end of the day, you have to ask for what you want. And if you don't ask for these things, they're not going to come. I have so many stories of my own and of freelancers inside Fast who have used these strategies to really build their freelance business by referrals and ongoing projects. And if you start doing these things today, going a tiny bit above and beyond to do an exceptional job and asking for more work in a way that comes off nice. You can use the scripts that I shared. This is how you start earning consistent income as a freelance fashion designer. You're doing great. You got this. Thanks so much for listening to the Fashion Designers Get Paid podcast. If this episode inspired you in any way to get out of the mass-produced rat race and get your fashion career out of the hands of toxic corporate bosses, just like one of my students did, Alexandra, who makes more money in one day of freelancing than she did in 2 weeks at her old industry job. Yes, true story. I'd love to help you take control of your own destiny as a freelance fashion designer or TD, PD, pattern maker, etc. Get instant access to my free limited time training at soheidi.com/freelance. We'll link it up in the show notes. And of course, make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts. We release new episodes every Monday to help inspire you for or help you get through the week ahead. You got this. Me and my team are rooting for you.